Ksuvas Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin. He omeres mukas eitz oni. She says that she was a mukas eitz. She was injured. Vu omer lo ki ela drusas ish at. He says, no, perhaps somebody had bia with you. Now, what she's saying is that she's agreeing she doesn't have her besulim. She's also agreeing that it happened before he was mekadosher in this case. But nevertheless, on her tzad, if he would divorce her, she still would get 100 zuz. She wouldn't get the full 200 zuz, she would still get 100, because that's what the din is by mukas eitz, according to the Chacham, in the previous Mishnayos. So what's the din? Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Aymrim Nemenes. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer say that she's also believed over here, and Tfersal brings the reason she's believed is also here because of Amigo. Amigo, she could have said that I was a mukas eitz after you were mekadosh me anyway, so there she would have gotten 200 zuz. She's saying, nevertheless, that she's for sure a mukas eitz, and it happened beforehand, and it's a bari versus a shema, but it's not just a bari, she's not just certain, she's also got a migo, and a migo with a bari is enough to take the money out of his hands to take the 100 zuz. Now the Rav brings, what would be the case if he's a kohen? Or, Taisentov points out, if the marriage, the kiddushin, was when her father was mekadosh when she was less than 3 years old, same din. Here you would only have, regarding as far as being able to continue to live with her, because the Mishnah is talking about the ksuva, what about just being able to live with her anymore? So here the Rav says, it would be usser, because here you would have one suffik. You would not have a sfeik sfeika, because let's say the case of a kohen, he's saying that she had bia, and the suffik is whether the bia was beforehand, and she wouldn't be usser, or let's say the bia was afterwards, where she would be usser. There's only one suffik here. If it was Yisrael, so there's another suffik, a sfeik sfeika, like we've said, suffik that somebody raped her, because that wouldn't usser her, even if it happened afterwards. That's the sfeik sfeika, but a kohen would still usser to his wife if she was raped. So there's only one suffik here to make her mutter, and that would be a suffik that had happened beforehand. And therefore, he would not be able to live with her if he's a kohen. Now, why don't you say, the Magen Mishnah asks this, and you really ask this in the previous Mishnayos, why don't you say that there's a sfeik sfeika? Suffik, let's say by the Eishes Kohen, suffik was before he's mekadosher, suffik after. And even if you're going to say it happened afterwards, maybe it was from a mukas eitz. Maybe she lost her psulim from the mukas eitz. She was injured. So why don't we say that the mukas eitz is part of a sfeik sfeika, and it wouldn't matter a regular Yisrael and also an Eishes Kohen. You should always say sfeik sfeika. So Magen Mishnah says that a mukas eitz is not something that's shchiach. However, Taisenta brings Taisus that mukas eitz is something that's shchiach. And the truth is, Taisus says, the reason that we don't bring mukas eitz, an injury, into the equation of a sfeik sfeika, is unless she would say mukas eitz. Because she would say, why wouldn't anybody say mukas eitz? It's something that's not an embarrassing thing to say. It's much better to say that than to say somebody had relations with her. So if she didn't say it, for sure it's not entering the possibilities of what happened if she doesn't say it. But when she does say it, it should be part of the possibilities of what happened. So actually, Taisentov asks, why, according to the Rav, would a kohen be usser in this case? You should also have a sfeik sfeika. Suffik, maybe she had bia before she was married, and she lost her psulim before. And even if you could say that she lost her psulim afterwards, maybe it was a mukas eitz. You're going to say mukas eitz, she would have said mukas eitz? She did say mukas eitz in this case, in this Mishnah. And he basically leaves it as a tzarech iyun. Anyway, Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yeshua Omer lo mipi anu chai, and Rabbi Yeshua says that we don't believe her. Same lashon we had in the previous Mishnah. Ela harezu becheskes drusas ish, is a chazaka. Right now she has no psulim. Achatavi raya ludvarea. Until she brings a raya, because a motzi mechev chaver alav raya, and he has a cheskes mammon, he's holding on to his mammon, and you can't take it away from him. And the Mefarshim explain, Taisisanta, based on the Gemara, that the chiddush of this Mishnah versus the other Mishnah, the previous Mishnah, according to, let's say, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, when you have a mekach tos, that if he was believed, which he's not, let's say he was, or let's say she denied it, and then we know he's believed, because he wouldn't be matriach to make the whole suda, he wouldn't have to pay her anything, because it would be a mekach tos. He wouldn't even have to pay her 100 zuz, which a ba'ula normally gets, because he was only mekadosh on das that she's a b'sula, so it's a mekach tos, so he wouldn't give her anything. Mashenki, in this case, she could be saying that she's a mukas eitz even before erisin. She was always a mukas eitz. And he could say, well, I never even knew that. Nevertheless, it doesn't matter. The chiddush of this Mishnah is that there's no mekach tos by mukas eitz, even if he didn't know about it. Because people wouldn't not marry a woman if she was injured and lost her psulim that way. And therefore, although we thought she was a psula, when she's believed, which is the halacha, according to Beliezer and Rem Gamliel, even though she's saying that she was a mukas eitz beforehand, you see that it's not called a mekach tos.